Hello and welcome to the Soul Expansion Experience. It is an absolute honor and privilege to be here with you. And today joining me is the lovely Eleanor Svoboda, where we will speak together about all things Soul Expansion and, of course, the incredible Training and Power Academy that holds such a special place in both of our hearts. Oh, I love it. So deeply love it. And so let me take a moment and introduce Eleanor to everybody. She is a Toronto-based filmmaker and arts educator. From documentary to fiction films, her work has been featured in film festivals internationally alongside television broadcast and streaming services. With a strong visual and sonic sensibility, her films create a poetic and immersive experience. Themes of consciousness are prevalent in her work and often see the bridging of two worlds together. Eleanor has been a student of spiritual knowledge since her late teens when her best friend died of cancer, propelling her to ask the big questions of life. This led her to Training and Power Academy, where she has studied for the past 20 years. She is a faculty member and teaches the foundational courses both online and in person. You can find her writing work on Training and Power Academy blog monthly. Eleanor, thank you so much for coming to the show. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. I am equally excited.
It's wonderful. I am so excited for our conversation today and just love how in your story, everything has just beautifully culminated together, and it really shows how Source just wraps us in love in ways that we can't even imagine, especially when we're so young. And so to begin, I would really love to hear, like, how do you feel a meditation practice has cultivated expansion and curiosity in your life?
Wow. You know, I started meditating when I was about 16 or 17. And like I shared, as you just shared in my bio, my best friend had a very rare form of cancer and went through a few years of treatment, which conventional treatment was not able to help him. And so he went to alternative treatments, and this is where he started seeing energy healers and doing all sorts of, you know, alternative stuff, which is actually a little bit more mainstream now than it used to be. And via that, I was just so interested in this alternative world that he was in. I learned how to meditate because he was working with some pretty powerful spiritual teachers and healers at the time. And so for me, I was drawn to meditation because of my curiosity. I know a lot of people are drawn to it because they want to calm down, and they're looking for, you know, a way to center themselves and yes to all those things. But I think because I was so young when I came to it, there was just such a drive in me of like, I think I always knew there was more, you know, even as a little kid, I can remember being in Sunday school and drilling my teachers, right? It's like, I want more, I want knowledge. Like the seeker's drive has always been huge for me. And when my friend died, it just went up like a million points, because I was very much impacted by, okay, he's not here and I am. And so why am I here? And so meditation became that place of like, okay, well, what's in here? Like, what is in here? Who am I? What am I capable of? Where can I go? You know, what focus can I hold? And, you know, of course, there was lots to discover. And there continues to be lots to discover. Mm-hmm. And there was lots of ground to tread. But I would say, you know, 20 some years later, I still come at it with that seeker's heart of like, ooh, I want to know more, you know, and knowing that meditation is the place that can take me to that knowledge in that other part of the mind, not the intellect, the other part of the mind that is just so incredibly rich.
I love that. The other part of the mind, that's truly powerful. How do you feel with, you know, viewing life through the other part of the mind and with everything you experienced with your friend? Did that shift your perception when you, if you think about viewing the world through like the lens of curiosity, did that experience shift your perception of, you know, of how you viewed the world, especially since you had access to this other realm through meditation? How did that change your view in life?
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of funny because for a long time, I've always had the sentence in my mind, you know, magic is real. And as a kid, I kind of grew up in a house that wasn't terribly magical. It was very much a place of reason, a place of pragmatism. There was no, the imagination wasn't necessarily a place that, sure, it's not that my family wasn't creative, but there wasn't this expansiveness like what you're talking about, right? It was more of a narrowing. And if you wanted to be heard, you had to be rational, you had to be reasonable, those kinds of things. So I think I was always, you know, craving, and there was like that part of me that knew there was more and desperately needed there to be more, to be honest, in terms of wanting to even be here. And that's very much connected to me, you know, my artistic spirit as well. Yeah. Because when we talk about that greater part of the mind, that curiosity, to me, meditation, imagination, creativity, it's all the bigger part of us. And, you know, for me, that engaging that and living my life from that place kind of became my goal, I guess, you know, as a young person. And, you know, it wasn't without its challenges and without its foibles, because, you know, I think because I had this resistance towards the overly practical, I think my early on in my 20s, the balance probably went a little bit too much to the other side, where I was like, I don't care about material items. I don't care about my taxes. I don't care about money, you know? And I just was, you know, I was in India. I went to India like 3 times. I'm like traveling everywhere. I'm following the gurus. I'm just taking, you know, every teacher available. I'm seeing those teachers. I'm, you know, doing all sorts of things, right? Just anything for the knowledge. Yeah. And yet not really seeing the value for the first little bit in the human side of it as well, and seeing how I could bridge the two, right? Yes. So, you know, so initially for me, it was, yeah, I've had some, like, it was all good. Lots of good adventures, lots of good stories I could tell you, lots of good epiphanies. Definitely my need to know that magic was real very quickly started to unfold for me that, like, yes, this is real. This is real. Mm-hmm. And it's me. It's me that's real. This part of me is real. And it very much can be fostered as my focus. It can very much be fostered in what I trust, my intuition, you know, the rhythm of the flow, right? The ability to manifest my own reality, right? All of these things are real, but, you know, I also have this human life, and that's real too. And I have healing to do, and that's real too. So it doesn't mean everything flows perfectly well all the time. So, you know, so I think that's been my, you know, I've had really the gift to have this maturation process, right? It's like I found spirituality very early, and it, as I became a physical human adult, I also became a spiritual adult, you know, that kind of happened at the same time. And so I would say that, yes, it's very much shaped into how I approach things and know things. And there has also been a lot of wisdom that I continue to garner about what that really means in terms of, you know, living it and living it in the world and living it in a way that's effective and healthy and balanced, and that can hopefully offer something transformative for others or for the world as well. So I hope that answers your question. I kind of,
that is a beautiful answer, because it really brings in what you do, like bridging the worlds together with your film and how you've really brought in your creativity side here. Your story really shares how you've had both the practical and the creative, and where you have, you had an early childhood, you know, experience narrow-minded with your family, but then you opened it up in your 20s and you started asking the questions like, what is actually out here? And you were curious about it too. It's something that's so interesting about curiosity, because it truly opens the doorway to just something greater. And it's this portal you walk through in a sense too, because the more you uncover, the more you expand. And there's so much going inside of us at all times, you know, with our healing journeys and our awakening journeys, that not a lot of people know what's going on inside of us. You know, we are human, as you said, but there's just so much inside of us to really take a look at. And you've had such a beautiful, beautiful journey of just bringing that all together. And it's so interesting. I have to ask this question to everybody, though, of course. You know, what do you feel soul expansion means to you? It's such a big question, right? But if you could answer that question, what would it mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, it is an individual. I think that has an individual meaning for each person. So yeah. I will say that, because each of us are our unique souls. And I think the deeper you get into your soul expansion, you realize and appreciate how unique you are. And maybe some of the things that you fought about yourself, or that you sort of question, like, what the heck, you know, or why, or even things that annoy you about yourself, you realize, oh my God, like, this is me. Like, this is me. And yeah, so for me, you know, soul expansion is like, I see the soul as being this thing that is eternal, right? It's there. It is my eternal self. And, you know, I was even talking about it to my daughter yesterday, because she's like, what if I decide never to die, mommy? What, like, can you do that? Can you do that? She's 5. And I said, well, I mean, you can definitely go for it in this human life. The body sometimes does break down a bit, but yeah. If you want to go for it, like, try. I'm not going to say you can't. But I said, there is this part of us that does never die. And that has always been you, right? And to me, that's the soul. And so the expansion for me is really bringing more and more of that into my consciousness, and more of that into my understanding. And even using the word understanding, I think, speaks to the depth of growing I need to do in order to really comprehend what my soul is all about. It's like, I need to become more sophisticated in my mind. I need to become more receptive to the vastness of possibilities. And I, you know, every layer of that is working through my limitations, my sense of limitations, right? Whether it's trauma, limiting beliefs, you know, social constructs, whatever it might be, things I've been told. So as I work through those layers, that's where the expansion can come in, and my ability to comprehend, like, more and more. And it's just vast. I mean, you know, you're talking about curiosity. To me, this is like, this is the frontier of interest. Like, we are so much bigger than we think we are. And I don't think we'll ever get bored, you know, on the journey of self-exploration. Which to me is pretty awesome, because I do get bored. Like, I am, like, a little bit, you know, so that, I think that's why I'm so hooked on it, right? It's just like, it's so rewarding. And then you can apply it, right? You can apply it into your life. You can apply it into how you express yourself and everything that you endeavor to do, or just be, right? Apply it to how you travel through the world and experience all the different things in your day, right? So yeah, it's big. It's hard to find words. Interesting question. Hard to find words for. Doing my best.
I love it. No, your answer is perfect. I love it because, you know, you're right. It is an individual journey. And it's something that happens when we step outside those constructs, you know, that we're given at birth, that we see in society and collective society. It's when we start asking those questions and say, well, what if we do it this way? What if we don't need to do it the way we were told? And that's where, like, that's where you almost, you not only turn the other way, but you kind of run into it and just face everything and say, no, that's not working for me. I want to try this instead. And I love that your daughter is asking those questions at 5 already. Like, what a magical soul. Right? Like, she's already so like, whoa. And here we are, you know, we're doing the work and healing and just unhooking all of those aspects that we were, you know, given when we were born. It's like we inherit them, you know, and it's up to us to do the work. So I love your answer, though. I really do. And it's just something that it's good to ponder. It's just good to, it kind of opens things up a little bit more. And so on that note, I wanted to shift a little bit through, you know, you've been with Training and Power for over 20 years. That's a beautiful, huge part of your journey.
Yeah, over half my life now.
Over half.
I was 19 when I started and I'm 43 now.
That's incredible. Like, huge. Well, that's amazing. First of all, so this obviously is, you know, it's so deep in, in your heart and has been such a big part of your journey. And you were 19 when you started. How do you feel that shifted your life? And, you know, how did you discover it? You know, how did it shift? You're still here 20 years later. So there's lots of beautiful discoveries.
Yeah. Yeah. I do my best to be abbreviated because it can be quite the epic tale. Well, actually, you know, what's interesting is that by the time I took level one, which is the foundational course of Training and Power, I had already done quite a few other things. Like I had shared earlier, I'd been to India, I'd followed a guru, I'd study a lot of traditional forms of meditation. So because I had started at 16 and I was like I said, I was on fire. Like, I was trying everything. That when I finally got to level one, it was a huge relief because I had gone, you know, a lot of these traditional routes. And in particular, my experience following a guru in India, was really looking for knowledge, but being faced with these old systems that were very much just like, be a good follower, you know? And I'm going, looking at the guru going, well, but how do I get to know what you know? Like, it's like, oh no, just sit outside the door till you get to come in and ask some questions and then off you go. You know, it's, for me, it was very much an experience like growing up in church, right? There's an intermediary, that kind of thing. So yeah, I actually, you know, it was very much meant to be. I was living in Vancouver at the time, going and doing some post-secondary, and at my school, there was two people who were teachers of Training and Power. And then I was living with a roommate who was taking the courses, three people that had interfaced. And I still took me a year to take level one after that. You know, but I was so grateful that I had been exposed to this, you know, this suggestion of this course that was very, you know, I knew it's like, okay, it's very practical. It can help you integrate and be safe with energetics. And this is kind of what I knew it to be. And so there, I did my first big trip to India. I had crazy experiences. I came home, I was so ungrounded. I was so disrupted, because I had been exposed to so many wild energies and really had no form of protecting myself or grounding myself, that was actually when I finally decided to take the course when I had moved back to Calgary. And, you know, it was a game changer for me. You know, I was always a sensitive person. I had always felt other people's feelings. I was always a dreamer. I was always somebody who, you know, even as a kid, if I watched a movie, and I'm a filmmaker, so it's interesting I went that way, but if I'd watch a movie, it would get to me so deeply. I'd be, you know, I couldn't sleep for a week if it was a very emotional movie. So real sensitive soul. And I really understood that to be a negative thing until I took level one. And then I started realizing, oh, these are gifts. This sensitivity is a gift. Like feeling other people is actually, it's empathy. I'm an empath. I'm a clairsentient. I feel. And it had been such a crutch up until that point. And then I was finally given these tools to manage so I could be more in the driver's seat of saying, yes, I want to feel this right now, or no, not right now. And that was just such a huge shift for me to be able to have that kind of agency, that, I was able to start this journey of opening up, basically what we just talked about, this opening up, because up until that point, the opening up was dangerous. It felt dangerous to me. Like it just meant I was more sensitive and I was barely managing the sensitivity as it was.
Yeah.
And it also was opening up to my own blocked trauma that I had no tools to deal with. Right. And so both on my experience of the external world and my internal world in terms of my healing journey, that was very much the beginning of me starting to be able to take the reins and come more into a position of making choices rather than just being batted around, and learning what it means to be, a spiritual adult, like I said, being able to take responsibility for myself and my own dynamics, make choices about how I want to live my life, and just to get to know myself. So that really was the beginning of the journey. And, it continues today. Like I really am humbled by how profound the journey is, because it does very much continue today. And I really love it. I really love it. Yeah.
No, it's remarkable. It's remarkable, even as you share how it grounded you in, how you were so out there and exploring, but how it helped hone in all of your energy. And that's something that is truly remarkable about Training in Power Academy is you're right. It helps you learn how to take accountability. Even when we were children, we never learned how to take accountability for anything. In the collective society, we don't know how to take accountability for anything. But in this energy modality, you're given safeguards, which is a remarkable thing. And it's something that it doesn't really exist anywhere right now. And you're right about how everything continues to deepen. And I feel when you mentioned grounding, that is really how it started to help shift for you too. Not only like you were able to start receiving things a little bit more and understanding your dynamics in a different way, instead of everything just going out and about. And
And not to cut you off, but earlier I talked about kind of my challenge of wanting the magic and sort of pushing away the practical and thinking that was kind of the way to go. And I'm so gifted with this system. It was such a gift to me because it was like, no, you need to be in your body, actually. Like you gotta be in your body, and you gotta be here in order to actually do the magic and be the magic. Otherwise your life is going to be really chaotic, and you're not really practicing safe energetics. And that was just, it was such a key piece for me. And it took me a few years to really get in my body. I was so way out, right? And part of it was this super sensitivity. It was like, that's how I learned to cope. It was like, bye-bye. Oh, I feel other people's feelings in my body. Bye, right? Because I couldn't turn it off. I tried to numb out. Didn't really work. Okay. So this was how I learned to cope. So for me, I really feel like I experience so much through my form. Like I am somebody who will less now, but if there's something going on emotionally, it will often manifest in like a physical thing. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I think if I hadn't found this work that helped me to really start to not only work with myself spiritually, but work with myself spiritually through my physical and through my humanity, like honoring all those parts of myself, I probably would have come in to my later life with more chronic illness, mm-hmm. chronic pain, those kinds of things, because of the way that I message a lot of the time. And yeah. what I had already set up with like pushing the body away. And yet mm-hmm. how does the body communicate to us if we're not listening? Pain, yeah. right?
Yeah.
So I really feel like I dodged a bit of a, I don't want to say dodged a bullet, but I really feel there was a trajectory for me there, that, you know, and other, I have, you know, it tracks in my family as well, like those types of autoimmune chronic type of illnesses, right? So I really feel so grateful that there was a system for me to work within so I could get on, you know, get behind those things and claim my own wellness on all levels, right? Like it's all connected. You can't cut one part out of yourself, right? It's, you really gotta address the whole package, and it's a beautiful thing, because actually having a body is awesome and being human is pretty cool. Like I believe we chose to come into this dimension and to choose to be human, to mm-hmm. participate in this moment in time.
Yeah.
And so it's really gotten me feeling so positive about all those pieces and wanting to work with myself rather than fight the parts of me that in the past I thought were holding me back, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, you really went for it there too, because that dissonance that you were feeling, and I know I'm a very much of an empath too, and it's just something that I always felt around me. It was just this energy that would just swirl around me and I didn't know what to do. And so I understand, and I know our audience will understand too, because there are so many empaths in the world and there's so much energy and they don't know what to do with it. And all they're doing right now is pushing it all away. And so you're speaking about really what it means to, you know, look at it from a whole perspective and really bring it into your body and feel it and face it and heal it and transform it. There's a beautiful system here that you've been working with for the last 20 years with Training Empower Academy. And I feel that it's something that's necessary for right now in this time for the future of our humanity. You know, we are here right now in this moment in time here to help shift the consciousness in the world. And one of the ways to do it is to really take accountability for who we are as adults, spiritual adults in this earth plane, and recognize that you're right. We did volunteer to come here right now. We did choose to be here, you know, and it's actually really beautiful when we say that, because there's a purpose for it. Even in all the emotions and the feeling and the hardships, and it's hard to be human sometimes. Most of the time it's hard, right? But we do have that choice to stand up, and we get to choose what our experience is, and we get to choose to heal. And I feel that that's something that's been forgotten for so long, that we have the free will choice here to choose how we want to experience our incarnation on earth. And Training Empower Academy is a beautiful facilitator of just really learning and helping you remember how to heal. And you know, for seekers out there that are, you know, that are listening, you know, what would you say, you know, would be a good starting place? I know they have so many offerings, introductory offerings right now. What would be a good place for them to start opening up their curiosity?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we have quite an amazing community on Meetup, which is an online platform for like-minded people to meet. And there are weekly offerings on that platform that are free. And so it gives a great chance for people to check out the work, in terms of really it's checking out the work, but also checking out the community. You know, we have an incredible community and with really brilliant people who do all sorts of different things in the world. And so it's a lot of faculty members, community members coming forward and offering workshops from, you know, how to communicate with pets to, you know, using meditation in your creative process to, you know, even just daily meditations to guided meditations to help you bring more gratitude in your life, more kindness, more forgiveness. There's meetups where they offer readings, because a lot of the work that we do is we train our intuition to help other people as healers, So we have incredibly gifted healers who do one-on-one work with people. And then there are formal introduction sessions that talk about the foundational course in the system, which is called Level One. It's kind of like a very straightforward name, Level One, the Prophet. And so, you know, on a formal level, like the meetup's a great way to go and just get the vibe and get a sense of who we are and what we do. And, you know, for those who are ready to dive in and really start getting the knowledge and experiencing the system, Level One is kind of our foundational place. And, you know, we have people taking that course who've been, you know, studying for decades, other systems. And then we have people who've never meditated and are atheists. Like, I'm not lying. And they go into the same class and they both have transformative experiences. Because we teach with a system of energy called power transference. And that system of energy, it's quite unique in the sense that it actually creates an energetic shift for people while they're taking the course. So you get the knowledge, not just on an intellectual level, you really get the knowledge on a full experiential level. Mm-hmm. And that, what that means is everyone who takes the course undergoes some kind of change. And I think our catchphrase for Level One used to be, come if you are ready to change.
Right.
You know, I don't know if it's that anymore, but it is true. And and it's very powerful. And you go deeper. You go deeper. And so within all that, you learn really, you know, it's the courses are, there's four classes and they're about 3 to 4 hours each. So it's quite extensive, like the curriculum. You do meditation system where you get an active meditation that kind of you build upon every week. And you do exercises within the class as well to build your focus, to get to know your intuitive gifting. And then there's lecture content and it's quite comprehensive. You know, there's a lot in there that really sets you up to kind of learn about being out in the world as, you know, a conscious, aware person, you know, utilizing your gifting, utilizing your intuitive self, your awareness of energy, and how to do that safely, effectively, and how to do it in a way that is like authentically you. We don't actually impose like, you're a clairvoyant, so you're going to see energy and it's going to look like this and this is how you do it right. Oops, you're doing it wrong. Like, we don't do any of that. We're very much interested in helping people understand their own systems because everybody's got a unique system of seeing, feeling, knowing energy. And so we work a lot with helping the students to identify that. And it's really magical. You know, I've taught for 15 years. And, you know, every class is a total adventure and the students are, it's always, I'm learning so much every time because every student is unique and brings, you know, their amazing gifts to the table. And we all have healing to do. So that's part of it too. So it's a really sacred space where people come together to just go deeper and to know themselves more. So So that ultimately is, I would say, the great place to start. But definitely, yeah, I invite people to check out the meetups as a way to just, you know, dip your toe in and get the vibe and all of that, right?
Yes. No, yes to all of this. It's so beautiful because I know it helped me really be able to translate what was going on in my life. And I feel that Training and Power Academy is such a welcoming, loving place of non-judgmental space. And it was the first non-judgmental space I had ever been in my entire life. And at first it was like, oh my God, are they really non-judgmental? But they are, right? I'm like, is it real? Yeah. No, but yes, because as you're opening up to your gifts and you're starting to understand that, oh, I have these psychic abilities. Oh, I am intuitive. Oh, I can feel energy. I can translate energy. Or I can see visions and they're real. You know, you're finally not, you know, you're not crazy. Everything is real. And everybody has a unique purpose for being here. And it's a really safe way to begin to explore that with like-minded people. And the community is full of, you know, you've been there for 20 years. Like you're full of so much wisdom as a teacher. And there's so many other beautiful beings in the community that have personally, you know, not only helped me on my journey, but I can see just how much they've been holding space for so long and for this now moment. And it's different. It's as if we're learning from our elders in a new way. And we get to learn from people that are just like us. And it's different than, you know, our family of origin. It's like our, you know, our energy family in a sense that you're stepping into. And it's a wonderful thing to experience. And I love that you're teaching, and I absolutely love that it's woven its way in your life. This work has this beautiful thread throughout your life that has sort of tied everything together, but it's encompassed everything that you are with your experiences. And I love that you've gone out and experienced other energy modalities too, because that's part of everything, right? Even in the lecture notes, there's so many beautiful nuggets that just blossom over time, but it's about that, like, what do I take in level one, but also what else is out there too? And when you take another course, you're able to have the tools that you receive in like level one that help you identify and with other energies too, which I think is very necessary, especially on this earth plane right now.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Yeah.
We're all on our own journeys. And so, you know, you'll never find that within the academy we're dogmatic or tell people they can't do other things. Like, we have students who, you know, participate in religious communities, and then they take level one, and then they're able to deepen their religious practice. You know, seekers of all kinds, right? All kinds. And again, that's the uniqueness, that's honoring the uniqueness of the individual, right? For me, I'm not, you know, I definitely study spirituality, but my spirituality is very tied into my creative life. So, you know, I study a lot of artists. And that's, to me, that's a type of spirituality too. And that's the type of art I'm drawn to. And that's very much honored. And you know, I have my kindred folks within the community who kind of feel the same way. And then I have other community members who totally do it in a different way. And that's great too, because I get to learn from them. And so it's a real company of individuals, which, you know, obviously can get interesting sometimes too.
Yeah.
I take interesting over anything else any day. So yeah, absolutely. You know, this place of kind of, you know, for me, it's been a home base, right? This place where I feel very supported and loved within the community. I love the courses. They just feed my curiosity. They help me expand my spiritual knowledge. I love teaching because I get to interface with other seekers and offer them tools to open up their path. And then I take all that and I continue to venture my personal destiny path in the world, which is, you know, my journey as a filmmaker and an artist. So it's been a huge gift for me. And, you know, that place of, it can be hard when you're a spiritual person. And I think what they call an old soul.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, it's easy, you know, or I think I made a joke once. I think I'm such an old soul. I'm an old crotchety soul, but you know, but
how long
you know,
have you been here?
Yeah. It's been a while. Like, you know, there's a reason I had like a fire in my belly. Like, I think it's been a few, probably too many times. And this time I'm like, I'm doing it. but you know, there's this thing of, if you feel that, you feel you're a seeker, you're an old soul, you want the deeper meaning, you want this, it's easy to feel very out of step with the world. It's easy to feel like you don't fit in, you know, you're not interested necessarily in the new reality show. I mean, if you are, that's fine. But I'm just saying, like, you're not necessarily maybe as interested in kind of the mainstream things as other people are, because you're wanting this deeper meaning. And so for me, it's been just such a nurturing place to have a community that they're interested in the same things. They want the deep, they're looking for the deeper path and the path of self-discovery and supporting others with that as well. And like I said, you know, it's a community of humans. So we work through our stuff as well, but it's just wonderful when you're with like-minded people and you're all going towards that same goal. So it's been a huge, huge gift for me. There's no question.
I love it. That's so powerful. No, this is so powerful. Everything that you've shared is so resonating. And I know it will resonate with so many others because it is all about going deeper and being okay with being different, right?
Absolutely.
We're not here to fit in.
Thank God. Right? Well, let's be different.
I know, right?
Please.
So, but it's like working and having conversations with people that are that understand what you're speaking about. That's really what's so important right now, you know, and I love it. And, you know, fun question. I know we could speak for hours, right? Fun question. What would be three words that you would say have captured the magic along your journey, you know, of awakening and integration of who you are?
Whoa.
Big, right? But three words. I love questions like this because
the magic of integration along my journey. Playfulness.
Beautiful.
Alacrity. And truth.
Playfulness, alacrity, and truth. Those are wonderful words. Wow.
I might throw ferocity in there if I got a fourth one.
I think you should have ferocity. I can feel the fire spirit within you. Yeah, I know. Like,
I am Scorpio rising. And you got to be a bit fierce if you want the knowledge. You do. You got
to.
You got to be willing to fight for it and fight for yourself.
And you have to stand and own it. Yeah.
Yeah. The warrior spirit, you know. Mm-hmm. Is, and particularly the female warrior spirit has been a very important part of my journey of discovery, and is such a important like wavelength on our planet that's been very buried. Mm-hmm. And I love seeing it come up more and more in this consciousness. I gotta say, last few years even, right?
It's here.
It's here, and think like we need it. So
ground it in. It's here. Yeah. It's like all the work that we're doing is uncovering it and just within ourselves, right? And being courageous enough and brave enough to own it and just be, exist in it in this earth plane is a remarkable, and it's a gift. It truly feels a gift too. You know, it's like you said, it's another exciting thing about being human and being on earth in a way.
Yeah, I mean, that is, you know, I think our new In Training and Power on the website now, there was come if you're willing to change. And now I believe it's heal the self, heal the world. And part of that idea is this idea that we are all connected in this collective consciousness. And, you know, this network of consciousness that kind of is mirrored by the internet in a way, right? Like that kind of is like a metaphor for how we're all truly connected. Yeah. And that, you know, if one of us shifts our mindset, if we're able to start stepping into a more healthy, correct placement in ourselves, then that has a ripple effect in the consciousness. So a lot of the work that we do is based in that idea that, yes, you must heal the self, like self first. We work on ourselves. The healer, you know, you can't go out and heal the world if you haven't dealt with your own stuff. Like, I mean, we're always healing. We're not going to be a perfect healer, but we must address the self. Mm-hmm. And so we address the self and we are able to have healing and transformation. And then we also, as we're able to hold the healing and come into a correct placement, that has a ripple effect. That then can influence the collective so more people can find it. And, you know, it's incredible. Like I started doing this work 20 years ago, and I look into the collective consciousness and it's just like a lot of these concepts that we work with are a lot more mainstream than they used to be.
And
I don't think that's just training and power. That's like other people too, other groups too. And the more people start to ask the bigger questions and do the deeper work, you know, it ripples out, and then there's more books written. There's more mm-hmm. courses that you can take. There's more, you know, and there's deeper, you know, now you're talking to somebody on, you know, the street, and you maybe go deeper than you would have 10 years ago. I don't know. But it's just, so that's a lot of the philosophy behind the work too. And especially in kind of the more advanced work, a lot of how we work in terms of, we continue to do the self-healing work, but then we're also turning towards the world and wanting to offer healing to the world. So, you know, like we said, we can do this flip of consciousness that I think the planet, I actually think we're in it.
We're in the middle of it.
We're in it and we're fighting, but I do think we're in it. I mean, there's like, I mean, even just this, they call it the existential crisis of our time with climate change. And it's still sort of a question mark whether we're doing enough, right? If people can get there. So even something like that, you know, people who are willing to wake up and be accountable, it's like, we need every single person who's willing to do that for our survival. Like we're there right now. It is literally so important for us to get there because we can't keep going the way we're going. We're in self-destruct. It's like, gotta stop. So that's the warrior. Good thing I said that word, hey?
I love that.
That's the warrior. We got it. We got it. And it's hard work. But what better work is there? Like, honestly, what else are you going to do? Like, you get the car, you get the house, you get the whatever, the savings account, take the trip to the tropical country, you know, and then what? Then what? Right? So to me, that's what it's all about. And I'm super happy to have friends to go on the adventure along the way. So
it's remarkable. It's truly remarkable. I love everything there. And now is the time. That's why we're here. And that's our purpose. You're right. Saying no thank you to the systems that we inherited upon our birth and discovering that we can manifest our own reality. So we can create a world and look at it through the lens of curiosity. We can truly create worlds and create change by working within ourselves and doing the work and taking accountability. And it's, everything is just so magical. And meeting other people along the way is an absolute bonus. And I just have to say, I love that you have come on the show here and that we are speaking about so many beautiful aspects here that, you know, we could go deeper and deeper and deeper into. But I think that's wonderful about meeting souls along the way to have conversations with, because it just opens up the doorway to even more, which is, you know, all along the journey. And I love it. And how, I would love to actually end here and just one last thing, like how, share with the audience, how can they get a hold of you? Like, how can the audience get reach out to you? Where can they find you? Do you have a website?
Yeah, I do have a website actually. My website is my name, Eleanor-Svoboda.com. So there's a little hyphen in there. The old one got hacked. It's like really unfortunate. You don't realize that somebody thinks you're important out there until they hack your website and you go, oh, well, there you go. I guess that's a compliment. I don't know. So use the hyphen. So yes, I have contact there. Please feel free to email me or reach out. You know, I also have, you know, on the Training and Power page, we have teacher profiles. So I'm on there. And that links to a way to contact as well as lots of other amazing teachers. So if folks are interested in checking out specifically the Training and Power work and seeing what that's all about, and who teaches there, and that there's that as well. That's trainingandpower.com. And like you mentioned at the beginning, I also provide content on the blog for that. So you know, be sure to subscribe for that, for some monthly content. And those are kind of the ways. So I am on Instagram too, but I haven't been posting that much lately, but I will. So people can find me there. My name again, Elinor.Svoboda. That's my hashtag on Instagram.
Perfect. I love it. And I will have all this listed in the show notes so everyone can click on the links here and learn more about Elinor and Training and Power Academy. And again, I just want to thank you so much. There's so much richness and beauty in your words. Everything resonates, and I know so much will resonate with our audience. And just, it's truly an honor to have you on the show. Thank you so much for coming on here.
Thank you for inviting me. And thank you for asking me all these deep questions. It's so awesome to be able to just like be deep for an hour and commune at this kind of level. It's just very nourishing and nurturing. And so thank you for inviting me to this sacred space that you've built. And just sending my love to you and all your listeners, because I know that they're definitely benefiting from connecting with you as well.